the Lord. Is it going? Yes, it is going. Right. Okay. I'd like to welcome Tom's brother. I didn't pick up your name. What was it? Paul. I did pick it up. Welcome, Paul. We put up Tom with a lot of time, you know, but we could put up with you too, I think. You're very welcome. Let's stand and sing 257, which is, I was sinking deep in sin, sinking to rise no more.
Thank you.
after this song, we'll see if there's any testimonies. I was going to ask Brother Tim if he'd bring the microphone around for those that have one to share. 225 is Let Me Walk, Blessed Lord. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above. Giving cheer every way to the sad and the lost. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly may be seated, and if anybody has a testimony they'd like to share, just a short time, just put a hand up and we'll bring the microphone to you. Brother Peter.
Thanks, Tim. My apologies for not being here this morning. I missed you. But Babs and I went to my brother-in-law's church, and it was a joy to see him looking so well. Up till last Thursday, I didn't really think he'd be coming to back to his home from hospital. But the Lord had other ideas, and he was there and really looking well. And he gave testimony in his church, thanking the people for their prayers. And I'm sure if he was here this afternoon, he'd want to do the same, for many of you prayed for him and for Bubs and I. So we appreciate that, and give glory to God for that healing. Amen.
Thanks, Peter. Nice to know that Brother Jim and Sister Ethel, I might even be listening in at this moment, are they on the internet? Okay. Lord bless you, Brother Jim. Miss you too. And Lord, may he continue to look after you, as he's done over many years. Any other testimonies? Looking at Brother Tom, Brother Paul, you got something you'd like to say? No, not yet. Tati normally hops up and he's got something. Thank you, Lord, he says. That's good. Okay. Well, what about those folks from Wainui? Do you have anything you'd like to say for the Lord? We do this every afternoon, Sunday afternoon, where you've got something that the Lord's blessed you with and is an encouragement to others. You're talking to the people all around the world. We can bring the microphone to you if you'd like. Anything this time? A bit sudden on you. Maybe next week. Okay, well, let's just sing one more, and then Brother Howard will come. Let's sing 212, I Hear Thy Welcome Voice. Shall we stand as we sing it? Seated. Thank you, Brother Howard.
Praise the Lord. I love those beautiful old hymns. They're really wonderful. We just welcome you all here tonight, this afternoon. And we just thank the Lord that we can come together for a few moments before we come around the communion table. And we pray that the Lord will bless it. Before I start, I'm going to take my jacket off. It's getting warm. They say it's going to be colder weather. Well, that's true, but who thinks it's warmed up? Whew. Praise the Lord. Well, we just pray that God will bless us. I'd like to just stand for a quick reading from the Word of God on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Hallelujah. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Shall we just pray? Lord, we just once again come to Thee. And we just pray, Lord, for a few moments, You will just open Your Word to our hearts. Lord, we can read the Scriptures, we can talk about them, but it takes Your Holy Spirit to make it real. So, Lord, I'm asking You'll bless each one here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You that we can come together. We just pray for those who are not able to be here today, wherever they are around the country. May You bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. It's nice to have you here, Brother Peter. Do you live in Gisborne, Brother Peter? Paul, I'm sorry. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm sorry, the Peters, all the P's around here. Yeah. I know it's Tommy's brother. Yeah, I thought it was Brother Kuru Westrup for a moment. He came last week. All right, so I want to speak about in everything give thanks. And this is very real to me. I pray that it'll be a blessing to you. Won't be long. Just before we come to the table, which we're going to give thanks for. But to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Many times we ask God something, but we forget to thank Him for what He's done. So we should thank Him for everything. You know, I've been out sometimes with people with a cup of coffee, the coffee shop. I said, let's give thanks, and I prayed. And they said afterwards, oh, we don't give thanks for our coffee. I said, I do. The Bible says in everything, give thanks. So I just do. What's wrong with thanking Him? I appreciate everything He's given us. Amen. So we just thank God. And it's the will of God. The Bible says this is the will of God, Christ Jesus, concerning you. God expects us to thank Him. When we give somebody something, we like to be thanked. People say, I don't want to be thanked. You know what? They're not telling you the truth. I like to be thanked. If you give somebody, they say thank you. It's nice to be thanked. And it's also worship and praise we're offering to Him. You see, God means an object of worship. Who knows that? God means an object of worship. And our prime role here on earth is not to set up a big business and become a millionaire. It's okay. I'm not saying anything against it. Our prime role on earth is to worship God. And brother and sister, that is so real to me. He wants us to worship Him every day, every hour. And we can only worship God in the Spirit. You know, Jesus said in John 4:24, God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So it's not just say, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's more than that. It's got to come from the heart. It's got to be the Spirit of God. And it's got to be said in truth and understanding of what you're praising the Lord about. And when we enter into His courts or into His presence to worship God, we come with thanksgiving. Now, this is really wonderful. I know it works. I tried it this morning, actually, in my prayer time. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Sometimes we wonder why we do not get into the presence of God. He said to praise him. The first thing we should do when we wake up, say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, just bless your holy name. Lord, we just pray that you'll cause us to love you and serve you better this day. You know, God wants to hear from us. You ever think of God getting lonely? Do you know he gets lonely? Even though he's got thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of angels, he loves to hear from his children. It's just something different between an angel praising him and his children praising him. So we pray that God will give us a desire to praise him and to thank him. Remember, praise, it's a sacrifice to praise the Lord out loud. It is. Some people might say, well, why don't you praise the Lord? Oh, no, not me. Why? He died for you. He laid his life down. He gave his all for you. Who wants to praise him? Let's say, praise the Lord. It's good practice, you know, to do that, because it's really wonderful to worship him. And then that brings the presence of God down into a meeting too. Is when people start worshiping from their heart in truth, then God comes down amongst us. So it's a wonderful thing to enter into his courts with praise and thanksgiving. Some people say, I've heard him say it, blessed souls. They've said, oh, I praise him in my heart. Yeah. Okay. And then I start to think about, in the natural human love, you get a young couple together. They're sitting on a park bench. And look at each other. And it's nothing said. And if you ask somebody, are you loving him in your heart? Or are you loving her in your heart? When there's a love relationship, there's an expression of love. These young couple can't keep their mouths shut. I really love you. I really appreciate you. You know, brother and sister, and what about the Lord Jesus Christ? He died for us and gave his life for us. We should love him, worship him, and praise him for all that he has done for us. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 13:15, we read, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of... See, a sacrifice. It costs you something. To God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, you know, one time I was in America and I explained this and they thought it was funny. But I wasn't trying to be funny. But in actual fact, it stuck with a lot of people. And every time I go back, which I'm going back there in a couple of months, they'll probably say to me, remember the time? And, you know, people are afraid to pray. I said, why don't you just practice praising the Lord? You know, if you're a bit shy, you know, people don't, oh, I don't want to hear people see me saying, praise the Lord, or hallelujah, or thank you, Lord. I start off real slowly. I said, just go like this. So just hold your hands like that. And just say, thank you, Lord. Put up your finger. Thank you, Lord. And when you get more confident, you'll be able to say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And by about that time, the spirit of praise will come on you. Real praise, not put on. And your arms go up and say, hallelujah, Lord. I love you. I worship you. I adore you. You don't care who's about you. When you truly get into the spirit of the Lord and you worship from your heart, you're not worrying about people around you. You just have one object in view, and that's the Lord Jesus. Who believes that? Yes. So it's a good thing to practice. So if I see some fingers going up, I'll know that you're practicing. Sometimes we wonder why we do not get into the presence of God. But that's the problem. We don't praise the Lord. The Bible says, by him, therefore, Same scripture, then, see, 13:15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Not just Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon. That is the fruit of our lips. Now, the only way you can praise God is with your lips. If you praise him in your heart doesn't speak loud. The Bible says, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, these are simple thoughts, but brothers and sisters, it's very, very true. I feel we as individuals and as a church are robbed of a blessing when we fail to praise and thank God continually. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Let's say praise the Lord.
That's
good. We're getting better. You know, it's a good thing to do it because, and when it, you know, you start off in manual, I always say make an effort, sacrifice. But when the Spirit of God comes on you, the garment of praise comes on you. This is real. This is not imaginary. When the Spirit of the Lord sends a garment of praise upon you, start worshiping you, you'll have a glorious time in the Lord. And you know what? You'll be blessed and everyone around you will be blessed because it's not put on. It's genuine. So may God help us. Ephesians 5:20, the Bible says, giving thanks always for all things unto God. All things, coffee included. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me safe today. You don't have to make a big thing, to a show off. But in your heart, you're saying, thank you, Lord, for giving me strength today. Who wants strength today? We need strength all the time, don't we? You need strength too, brother? I do. Amen. So if we say, thank you, Lord, for giving us strength unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our whole life should be before the Lord in everything we do. This is what the bride of Jesus Christ will be, a consecrated person. They are people that are dedicated to God and they're waiting and longing for his coming. Who's looking forward to the coming of the Lord? I pray he'll come this year. Do you believe he could? The world is so evil, he wouldn't be too early if he came now. We see the signs of his coming everywhere. So we see these things are very important. Now the Bible says in Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now you start looking up in the scriptures and just see how much admonition and exhortation and encouragement the Bible speaks about giving thanks to God and worshiping his name. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
That's good. Well, I'll say it once more. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
That's better. Once more. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. That's wonderful, Sister Bubs. I do love him too. He's my everything, my all. You know, I just want to be close to him. You know, I was hearing a sermon just the other day. The disciples out in the boat. And Jesus was sleeping on the back bench of the boat. The storm came across the Sea of Gennesaret. I've been on that sea in a boat similar to that. And the Sea of Galilee, which is Gennesaret too, it can actually flare up very quickly. Comes across those heads down, comes down. It can be calm and then very rough very quickly. All of a sudden it was rough. They ran down to Jesus and said, Lord, don't you care we perish? And the brother said, what were they worrying about? They had the creator of heavens and earth in the boat. That's all that matters, brothers and sisters. I don't care how rough the storm gets, as long as he's in the boat. Who wants him in the boat with you?
Amen.
He'll take you through. Then he got up and said, peace be still. And the sea became dead flat. That's really wonderful, isn't it? So let's give him thanks at all times for what he's done for us. Sometimes we become so self-centered. That's one of the things, worrying about what other people think about us. What about God thinking about you? We only complain for what we do not have, even spiritually speaking. Instead, we should give thanks and praise to God for his many blessings. The Bible says in Philippians 4:11, we read, not that I speak in respect of want, For I have learned, Paul says, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. As long as he's in the boat, it doesn't matter. Brother and sister, he's the one who's going to sustain you and keep you on the hour of his coming. And when the pressures come, as we said this morning, when the pressures come, we're talking about trust. You want to know if you trust the Lord, let the pressures come. You'll see whether you trust or whether you just think you do. So we need to understand to be content. And therewith to be content. I had an experience one morning, and it was quite a long time ago actually, but it was very vivid to me. I got up and I was sitting on my side of my bed. This is very real to me. It may seem nothing to you, that's fine, I understand. I was sitting on the bed and I started to think of how good God has been to me. I started to think he'd give me a wonderful wife, give me lovely children. He gave us the house. He gave us the bed. He gave us food on the table, clothes on our back. As I started to think this, I was overcome, really overcome. It was a Sunday morning, actually. And I just started to weep. I couldn't stop crying. I thought, this is ridiculous. I've got to stop this. It just came over me. I thought, well, I'll tell you what, I'll clean my teeth. That'll get rid of it. I tried to clean my teeth, and I was still crying. Lord, thank you. I thought, I'm going to put my tie on, that'll help. When I put my tie on, I was still weeping, giving thanks to God for what he had done for me. He met all our needs, and he's still meeting our needs. Don't you love the Lord? Amen. Brother and sister, my wife said, what's wrong? Are you okay? I said, I'm fine. I was crying. I couldn't help it. I was crying with thankfulness. And everything, give thanks. I just thank God for that experience. It's very real to me. God sort of opened my eyes to see how blessed we are. Hallelujah. When you start to compare yourselves with the rest of the world, I don't know what percentage we are, but I think we're in the, I don't want to say for sure, but something 15 or 10% of the world that are okay. The rest are below the poverty line. Well, they're below the normal living standard. Because, New Zealand this and New Zealand that. Hey, if you think New Zealand's bad, just get overseas one time. I've told many people on airplanes and everything, they think New Zealand's bad, the government's this, the government's that, and they may be too. But listen, brother and sister, when you go over to these underprivileged countries, and you start to see what they don't have, you'll never complain again. I'm telling you. You'll never complain again. I remember going into Romania. We went to a place that people are so reverent. They had us come into the house and they gave their best. And we came and had breakfast that morning. And they have sort of buns cut with butter and cheese and tomato and all that sort of stuff, you know. And they put it out and did a lovely little spread. And we were very thankful. And then we had really good fellowship with them. Had some meetings, and then they came to lunchtime, and they just brought out the same food. It wasn't eaten, and we were thankful. So I just went went into the kitchen. They had these curtains in the cupboards, and looked behind, there's nothing in there. They are very poor. This is in the east of Romania, very poverty stricken. And they were just living in a government flat, government high-rise thing. And brother and sister, when I realized they had nothing, and they just kept bringing out the food, what we had, you notice the bread was getting a little harder each time. And I turned to the brother and I said, we are so blessed. Don't ever complain about your food, ever. You see young people that I don't like this, I don't like that. I tell you what, we learn to be content with whatever state we found, Paul said. Just give thanks. Let's be thankful for what God gives us. So may He help us. Whenever Israel had a victory, they praised and thanked the Lord for it before they even received it. Who knows what happened when Israel went into battle? They took the army in. Did they send the tanks in first or did they send the missiles in? They sent the singers in, the priests, the trumpets, worshipping the Lord. And you know what? The power of God was on the army because they worshipped the Lord. You want power in your life? Start worshipping God. Do you believe that, Diane? Amen. And who believes it? Say amen. We need to start worshipping the Lord. And they went into battle and a total victory came over them. And they defeated the enemy totally because they went in worshipping the Lord before the army. Hallelujah. Don't you love him? That's why I was saying to my wife, Brother Lee, and Brother Tim. I hope I don't get out of place here, but I just want to tell you this anyway. I was saying to my wife, you know what we need is a worship session in the meetings. Just everyone just praise the Lord. Like we used to in the old days. And the Spirit of God came on us. And maybe a tongues message came out. And prophecy or something that was from the Lord. It wasn't. And then sometimes the whole congregation started worshipping from their hearts. Maybe in another language. It didn't matter. But there's absolutely perfect harmony. It's beautiful. Who believes that? That's the what we need to get back to the early church experience. Not something we do, but something God does. But if we worship Him, enter into His courts with thanksgiving and praise, then God will honor that. I believe there's true victory and true worship unto the Lord. If we sit back and say, I don't know, that's just where Satan wants you to be. I don't know. How uninteresting. You know, if you went out with your girlfriend or your boyfriend said, I just don't know. You're just going to sit there. What sort of relationship would that be? That'd be terrible. Of course we express ourselves. God wants to hear from us, to thank Him and to love Him. And God loves to be thanked and to be worshipped and to be praised. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. When you get those thoughts, I'm not going to praise the Lord. Your purpose on earth is to worship God. So may God help us all. We used to sing a song in the Baptist church in those days. 50 years ago, at least. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Isn't that wonderful? We used to have a brother there, Brother Finn Graham, who's gone to glory now. He used to sing that song, count your blessings, name them ton by ton. That's true, isn't it? Who feels the Lord has blessed you and helped you and you're here today because of His goodness to you? Let us not be like those unthankful lepers. Let's just read that, shall we, quickly. Luke 17, 12 to 19. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show thyself yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down at his and fell down his fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Wasn't that wonderful? The dear brother came all the way back to thank Jesus. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give him glory, to give God, save the stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Jesus healed those 10. The brother came back and fell at his feet and really thanked him. And Jesus was a bit perplexed. Where are the other nine? They went on their way. If God touched you and healed you, even this afternoon, who would be thankful? You'd praise his name. How could you walk away and not say, thank you, Lord? Terrible. We've had some wonderful healings here. People have been touched by the power of God and healed. I know them right here. I'm looking at some. How God has wonderfully healed you. And you. And you. Well, everybody. God is a healer. Who believes he's a healer?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So let us each consider this. Do we really thank the Lord as we ought to? We should be willing to give him glory and praise. David said in Psalm 54, verse 6, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. And Jeremiah 33:11, and the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good. Let's say it. For the Lord is good. Let's say it again. For the Lord is good. He is good. And his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, saith the Lord. Brother and sister, we want to be blessed. We need to praise him. Who loves him?
Amen.
With all your heart? Amen. Sister June? Tina? Or Peter? I don't mind. On the piano? God bless you, brother. Frank, is it? No. What's your name, brother?
Keith.
Brother, I'm going to get it right next time. God bless you. Thanks for coming. Let's sing this song, praise him, praise him, praise him in the morning, praise him in the evening. Shall we just stand to our feet? Not sure where it is, Nancy. Thank you. Thee, how we want to worship Thee with all our heart and with all our soul. Oh boy, I'm going to hold myself back. That's terrible to hold yourself back. But if I like praising God, who loves the Lord? He's so wonderful. Come into His courts with thanksgiving and into His presence with praise. From our hearts unto the Lord. Not put on, not just a show, but something from the soul. Hallelujah. As we come around the table, just like you all come down here. We're going to come to the communion. And if you just come down here and we just stand around a semicircle, and I'll explain it to you when you come. When we, what do you got there, Brother Peter? What's that one? Anything? I love You, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship You, Lord, my soul. Rejoice, thank God, my King. If you want to hear, may it be a praise the Lord. I want to turn the Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. It's written by Paul the Apostle. Now, he wasn't at the Lord's table at the time. He wasn't even saved. That was still to come. But the Holy Spirit revealed to him when he said, I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. That means to pray one for another. We call this the communion table. And the Lord instituted it for us. But this is not the communion. The communion is between you and God. But this table represents, these emblems represent, as we just read, what the Lord did for us. The bread represents His broken body. He received 39 vicious stripes from the cat of nine tails, the Roman whip. He said, by my stripes you were healed. And every bit of healing for us was in His stripes that He took so wonderfully for us. So as we take this bread, we're remembering His broken body. This is not the body of the Lord. This is bread representing the body of the Lord. The cup This is wine in this cup which represents his shed blood. And brothers and sisters, as we partake of this, we're saying, Lord, I believe that you died for me and your blood was shed in my stead. Lord, you took every sin of my life from the day I was born until the day you take me home upon your body. And this was a sacrifice you gave to God, and God accepted that sacrifice. So, brothers and sisters, as we partaking, we're remembering what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. It's a table of remembrance. That's what it is, a table of remembrance of what the Lord has done for us. So Paul said here, what we need to do is just examine our own hearts. So we just have a few moments before we partake and just ask the Lord to forgive you whatever you have done that may have offended him. That he will forgive you if you ask him. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So, brothers and sisters, before we partake, it's a good thing for us to come and just say, thank you, Lord, that you died for me, Lord. Thank you that you took my sicknesses upon your precious body with those stripes. And Lord, your blood ran for a righteous sacrifice to God on my behalf, that atoning blood. So brothers and sisters, this is what it is, this table of remembrance. And it brings us into communion with God, between him and you, because there's nothing between your soul and the Savior. You put it right with God. And you can commune and praise him, as you said before, and worship him, because there's nothing between. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. I love that scripture. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Who loves the Lord? So before we partake, I'm going to ask Brother Lee to pray and ask the Lord to bless the elements and bless this time together. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for this bread and this wine. We know, Lord, that what it is for us to do, we need to be associated,
yes, Father,
with what you did on the cross of Calvary.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, you're not condemning us. You don't come into the world to condemn us. Mm-hmm. You come in to save us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And you certainly did that. But Lord, we need to receive what you did.
Yes. Amen.
And we're very grateful, Lord, for your broken body. We're sorry that you had to go through what you did, because you loved us.
Yes.
And thank you for your shed blood, which saved us from this terrible, terrible world of eternity,
all
your time.
Thank you.
That you promised us.
Thank you.
So we're very grateful for the communion table and what you've done.
Yes.
Help us to understand. Any of us that may not understand, help us, Lord, to understand.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we ask.
Let's just have a few moments before the Lord. Search your heart. Anything that you need to speak to him about, you speak to him. As we come and partake of these emblems representing your broken body and your shed blood, I pray, Lord, that we'll take with thankfulness, not unworthily, but sincerely. I pray, Lord, you bless every brother and sister here, and those that will be watching around the world, Lord, that they too will enter in and, Lord, be a part of this, because they are your children too. Lord, we just commit this to you now, and pray that you'll quicken every soul in the name of Jesus. Amen. So what we'll do is I'm going to give the bread to Brother Lee. He's going to take it around. You just take a portion.
And you can, just so people know, you could eat it straight away if you want to. That's fine. That's what we normally do. And then Brother Brian will take the communion, the wine around. And if you don't want to take it for whatever reason, just say, you know, that's between you and God. And then we'll just praise the Lord and thank Him and sing and give Him glory. It says here, when you're given thanks, the Lord Jesus, the same night which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me, in remembrance of what I've done for you. Wasn't He a wonderful Lord? Isn't He wonderful, brother and sister? We saw what He took. We just weep and weep and weep. He did it because He loved you. And our healing is in this. People have been healed as they've taken their bread because they believed it was for them. So as you take your portion, say, thank you, Lord. I receive this in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
cross, blood running down. What you're looking at was love, mercy and grace being manifested. Let's sing it once more. I saw love, mercy and grace. I saw love, mercy and grace. I desiring prayers, we sing that once more. Just come forward and pray for you. I saw love, mercy, and grace. I saw love, mercy, and grace. I Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Who's glad that Jesus lifted you?
Amen.
Lift us out of the miry clay and put our feet upon a rock, Christ Jesus. We can stand sure, uncondemned, because he took our condemnation upon himself. Wonderful, Lord. Can we sing that? I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. 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 Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Once I was a sinner, but Jesus set me free. Once I was a sinner, but Jesus set me free. Once I was a sinner, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Tim. Would you like to pray and commit us to the Lord? Thank you, Lord.
Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before you, Lord, this afternoon, Lord, knowing that it's by your grace, Lord, that we stand here, Lord, and no man opens your word, Lord, your Holy Spirit, Lord, interprets your word to us, Lord, and that we can stand knowing, Lord, that it's your precious blood, Lord, by, Lord, your atonement, Lord, that we can, Lord, be reconciled unto yourself, Lord, and have that communion with you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, and for that, Lord. And I just pray a blessing upon each one here. Yes. Lord, as we go our way, Lord, not just Sunday, Lord, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Amen. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Lord. Yes. That you would walk with us through the week, Lord. Amen. Speak to our hearts, Lord Jesus, Lord. Bring us along the way, Lord. Let us be a witness, Lord, where you would have us to be a witness, Lord, and a blessing where you would command a blessing, Lord. And we just thank you for this time that we could gather, Lord, as Lord, believers, Lord, and the liberty that you have given us, Lord. And we just thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I won't be here next Sunday. I'll be in Christchurch. But Brother Bill will be ministering the Word of God. I'm sure that we'll be blessed.
So
let's just sing that song as we go. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank